Hi, Joe. What's on your mind?
If you can hear me well enough, Doc, I had a question about a colloidal cyst in the brain. I got a relative who's had one for pretty much his whole adult life, and he had an episode about a year ago where the drainage in the brain got somehow restricted, and it caused an episode that they thought he had a seizure, but it may have been something that this thing moved or whatever. It's benign, and I'm sure you know all about it, but I was curious if there's any naturopathic measures to be taken.
Well, actually, I only know that those things exist, sir, and insofar as where they come from, what causes them, and what to do about them, I'm sorry, I don't know what could be done about them. What I usually will do when I don't know stuff, and occasionally, good grief, I don't know stuff sometimes, is to ask for a complete background on that person's health history, including family history, old surgeries, all that kind of stuff. And then sometimes, and I got to say it's not always, but sometimes, oh yeah, well, there's something that gives me a clue, and if we try this, it might work on that. But I haven't at this point, sir, I haven't at this point ever done that. So I'm sorry, I wish it could help. Now, is anything else being done other than just watching and waiting right now?
Well, he's obviously been monitoring this for a couple of decades, so he has good professional help. I was just fishing for maybe something else he could do to, shrink that thing. There have been a lot of, guesses around what could be done, and even cases where these types of cysts have disappeared as the body absorbs them. But that's not the case with him. It's not growing, so it's been very stable for a long, long time. It's just one of those things.
Where's he located, sir? Just curious.
He's in the Eatonville area.
Oh, so he's around here. Okay. All right. Well, just was asking because in the past we had a magnetic therapy that put out the same kind of magnetic energy as an MRI machine, and it was associated with shrinking other cysts elsewhere in the body, not in the brain. However, Los Federales at FDA decided to shut that down, so we can't even do that anymore.
Now, we can't have anything that works. That's pretty much how the government operates. Since they don't work, I guess we can't either.
Well, there's another aspect. Thank you, sir. You're right about that. And there's another aspect to that, too. We can't have anything that works unless it has a very high price.
Yeah, and I finally settled down from your opening monologue, too. But we'll help you out where we can there. But thank you for your time, and we'll keep searching.
Yeah, you're welcome, sir. And thank you so much for helping to rescue our bioidentical hormones. Thank you.